Our scripture this morning is from the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 to 21. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you."
Musicals aren't for everyone. I get it. I once dated a guy who refused to go to shows with me because he said he just couldn't get into people singing when they should be talking. It's so fake. No one just breaks into song in real life. Well, he'd obviously never had kids. One of the things I love about being a mother is experiencing life with my daughter. And she will break into song and dance at any point, just singing her life story as though it were the most natural of all things to do. She's so pure and innocent, she doesn't know how to be self-conscious yet, like her mama can sometimes is. When she's got a song in her heart, she just sings it. I remember those days when I too was a child and I just made up song after song, singing my life away, making up the words as I went. What about you? Do you remember those days? Maybe these are the days for some of you. The first movies I ever watched were musicals. Last year's summer series was An Animated Faith, and it was an exploration of Disney movies. It just so happens that most of Disney's animated feature films are, of course, musicals. Well, the first movies I saw weren't necessarily animated films. Well, they partially were. They were movies like Mary Poppins and Pete's Dragon. So they might not have been fully animated, but they were musicals. It seemed normal that people would just start singing out of nowhere and maybe coordinate a dance or two. So like my daughter, some four decades earlier, I would just put words to song and I would sing to my brother or about my brother. If there was an audience, and more often than not, even if there wasn't, it didn't really matter. I'd just sing what I felt, just like Molly does. Maybe that's why musicals still appeal to us today. Because it's not entirely out of the realm of our possibility to hear the song and just join in. Now, of course, there are some folks who are going to think it's fake, who'd rather stick to the book and not break the norm. But if you ask me, we need to break that mold every once in a while. We cannot be confined to what's expected, because after all, God shows up in the unexpected. Whether it's at work in Sarah, who laughed when God promised a child but delivered Isaac in her 90s. Man, I thought I was old. I was the Sarah that laughed at 40. Or in the shepherd boy David, who couldn't even fit into a warrior's helmet or carry the heavy shield, but somehow managed to defeat Goliath with nothing but a slingshot and 5 smooth stones. Or the one no one expected, a girl from nowhere, that small town of Nazareth, who without even a husband to call her own, got pregnant and bore the Son of God. The scripture asks, could anything good come of Nazareth? Well, God showed up. God showed up in these unexpected places. An old woman who bore a son, a scraggly boy who became the greatest of all kings, and a young girl who became the mother of all mothers. Because the most unexpected thing of all happened. God showed up in Jesus. Isn't that the way it always happens, though? Our expectations are turned upside down. We always find God in the places and the people we least expect. It's the moment that we start thinking that we can put God into a box. That's the moment that God breaks out of it. See, the Bible isn't black and white. There isn't just one way. Nobody gets to say who's in or who's out. Didn't we learn anything from Jesus, the guy who busted all those preconceptions? God is on the loose, and that is the gospel good news. So maybe we need to start looking outside the usual places and faces. Well, that's what we're going to do this summer. We're looking for God in unexpected places. Of course, we know we're going to find God in the Bible, but that is not the only place God resides. Thank God. God is not confined to ancient people in an ancient book, but God is still at work beyond the pages, jumping out into life, unscripted, like a song that just bubbles up from nowhere. It has to be sung. So it's up to us to be open to seeing God, to experiencing God in those places that we don't expect, and even to be willing to enter the song, to join in the dance, to find our role and take our part so that we aren't just watching, but we're part of the experience. We're part of the action. So don't be surprised when you hear music that doesn't quite belong in church. Wait, who am I kidding? You guys know Fairview Church? We've been doing this for 40 years. We've never been your traditional church. In fact, believe it or not, it's actually the Baptist in us. If anyone knows any Baptist principles, you know that we don't let anybody tell us how to observe our faith. That's what the Free Church movement was all about. It was a reaction to the stuffiness of Catholicism, even Catholic light traditions. We're anything but that. FCC's been singing songs that don't quite fit in the box that most people would describe as church for decades. You know, the songs we've been singing today, Gary used to rewrite songs all the time like that. So none of you are going to be all that surprised that this summer's songs won't be coming out of the hymnal most of the time. And our text? Well, we're going to start with the Bible, of course, because that's where our understanding of God and Jesus first come from. But the good news was never meant to be confined to a book, leather-bound and only pulled out weekly. In fact, that actually is the gospel. The gospel is that God exists in the places that we do not expect, that the kingdom of God is among us. So if we are to be faithful to the gospel, faithful to the good news, we must look for God outside the Bible. We must look for the kingdom of God beyond the book. Because just like Jesus tries to tell us over and over again, it's only in those places and the people that you least expect that you will experience God, that you will live in the kingdom. So it's not just a fun summer thing to do, although it is a really fun summer thing to do, to look for God outside the Bible. It's actually our job. It's actually our obligations as Christians. For us to have a mature faith, one that we can own and claim for ourselves, we must acquire our own theologies. That is, we must develop a lens for which to find and understand God in our lives. That starts with Scripture, but it does not and cannot end there. We are tasked to find God today, in the 21st century, speaking to us in and through just about everything we can imagine. If we truly believe that God is everywhere in all things, then we must be faithful enough to look for God everywhere and in all things. The mark of a mature faith is the ability to think beyond the book. So this summer, our text is not the Bible, or at least not only the Bible. Our text will come from the scripts of some of Broadway's most famous shows. We'll start with some of the more obvious, like Jesus Christ Superstar and Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, both plays adapted from biblical stories. But then we're going to jump off the pages of Scripture and right into The Sound of Music, literally, as we engage in one of my absolute favorite musicals. And then we're going to move right through some of Broadway's greatest hit shows to some like my childhood favorite, Annie, or my young adult favorite, Rent. We'll look at the pain of the miserable in Les Mis and head to the opera where we'll meet up with the Phantom. Today we get a little taste as we sample some songs from Broadway hits and preview what's to come. Mayolinda and Christina start us off with two of their favorites, You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray, which touches on themes of racism and sizeism, while reminding us that we will move forward. Try as we might to stop progress, we will move ahead. I think that's pretty comforting in times like this, where it feels like we're going backwards. But ultimately, the beat of God's heartbeat will pull us together, will move us forward, despite the racism that narrates our days, the bigotry and the hatred. We will move beyond it. In fact, we already are. And of course, that fun film, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, was set to stage, bringing us the song Think Positive, inviting us to do just that. That's a good place to start. Carol previewed the show that we'll embrace in a few weeks' time with its title song, The Sound of Music. We hear it and we just can't help but see Julie Andrews twirling on that hill, finding the music alive and everything. And God, we might just say, is in the music. But more on that in a few weeks. Christina gifted us with a solo from Cats. Now, unfortunately, I never saw the musical, but I can imagine that it must be Mike Carrickus' favorite musical. If you don't know that joke, then ask him after church. He is the king of the cats. But the song, while yes, itself can be heard from the perspective of a cat, actually reminds us of our own pain, doesn't it? Our longing for yesteryear, a naming of the hard times we might be living in. But in the darkness, a promise of the light of a new dawn coming. Now maybe you've been like me this week, feeling swallowed up by the darkness, with despair taking hold. But like the cat Christina so boldly embodied, even in her shirt, I must wait for the sunrise. I must think of a new life. And I mustn't give in. When the dawn comes, a new day will begin. There is hope. Imagine, even a dancing cat can be the messenger of the good news. And that's what the gospel on Broadway is all about. So join us week after week as we seek out God in unexpected places, as we break into song and find ourselves cast in the story of love and hope that ultimately is lived out in our lives. So come in, cool off, tap your toes, and sing your heart out. Now playing the gospel on Broadway. Amen.